every door has a key. There's a key to every situation. Behind every unopened door, there is a mystery. And the opening of this door introduces us to another in the series, the key.
Afternoon, Mrs. Calder. Window cleaner.
Come in.
Thanks. Do your window inside, then outside, and work my way down. How are you, Mrs. Calder?
All right. You won't be long?
No. Afternoon, Mr. Calder.
Yeah.
Hey, about time you got that jigsaw puzzle out, isn't it? Been doing it long enough.
Only fools think easy ways make easy solutions. Pieces fit together easy enough, but violence would bust them up. Tell me, do you believe in violence, young man? I'm interested to know.
I believe in violence.
George believes in tending to his own business, Edward. I suppose it's a guilty gossip.
Yeah, I guess that's right. Yeah. Violence busts windows, doesn't clean them. You know, window cleaning isn't glamorous, but you do see the world looking in from out. All sorts.
Yeah, I can't seem to concentrate. Guess I'll put the jigsaw aside. Pretty pictures don't look so good bit by bit. Pretty pictures got to be appreciated as a whole.
Pretty pictures aren't for old men. You stay and I'll make you some coffee.
No, thanks. Think I'll go for a walk. Man needs a walk, cooped up here all day.
Some old men don't know what's good for them. Some old men go grabbing for flowers and they find they've got a gravestone.
Old men, maybe. But man in his prime doesn't need flowers. Man in his prime doesn't need all sorts of things. Gabbing women, for instance. I'm going for a walk, stretch my legs. In the clean air, not in a prison like this place.
Oh, no, you don't.
Oh, yes, I do. Opened the door for George, didn't you? Unlocked. I'm going out.
You come back here, Edward Calder.
Sure, as soon as you mind your tongue. Even cattle don't like dried up pastures. Bye.
Here comes a time when a woman hasn't any defenses left.
Wouldn't know about that, Mrs. Calder. Just the window cleaner, that's me. I finished inside.
When you get to rock bottom... glass. Isn't that what the builders do?
I'll build their windows awkwardly enough. well, guess if they didn't, we'd be out of work.
I guess a woman has to fight. And if he can't win, next best is to beat him. Pictures, I guess, can be taken off the wall.
Yeah, I guess so. Well, I'll get the outside done.
In the Garden of Eden, even in the Garden of Eden, men fell.
Never had an accident in this building and there's 757 windows. You never could work that out, you know. 757. Now, even numbers you can understand. Yeah, well, we'll be seeing you, Mrs. Calder.
Seems funny seeing you climb out of the window. Sort of spider in the fly. Aren't you afraid?
Oh, me? No, of course not. Strong cradle and the janitor on the roof.
Cradle?
Yeah, this plank here on the rail. Guess it'll be a job to fall out even if you wanted to. Janitor up on the roof lowers it up and down.
Cradle. That's what they said of me. Cradle snatching. He's not so young.
Why, sure he isn't. Why, Mr. Calder, he's as spry as... well, as a man who does jigsaw puzzles. Yeah. Sort of keeps himself alert and bright. Doesn't get his nerves frazzled like window cleaners. Yeah. Okay, Henry, drag me up. I'll be down in a minute to finish your window, Mrs. Calder.
Yes. I hate him. I hate him. Sort that out, Edward Calder. Get those pieces together. Better get them together. Oh, always putting them together again. Oh, carpet. You're on the carpet. Carpet. I guess a carpet can hide more than dust. A woman mightn't be clever, But a woman's got to fight any way she can.
Okay, Henry.
Yes. Why did you want to come up for? You're supposed to be cleaning the windows outside going down.
Hey, about that Mrs. Calder. Mr. and Mrs. Calder. What's going on there, huh?
Oh, those two.
Yeah, carrying on, talking in riddles and glaring at each other.
You stick to your job. Hasn't got anything to do with you.
Well, made me feel uncomfortable. Maybe something was going on.
Marriage, that's what's going on. Pay the rent. Whatever they get up to has nothing to do with us.
Yeah, well, it's not so nice when you got to be there cleaning the window.
Forget it. Women marrying men younger than them always takes a risk. And if you don't get a move on, we'll be here tomorrow.
Yeah, all right. Still, people carrying on like that sure make you feel awkward.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, all right, lower away, huh?
Rows between husband and wife makes anybody feel bad. Okay.
Okay. Right, Henry, right. Fine.
Okay.
He flies through the air with the greatest of these to their in young men. Oh, so that Mrs. Calder doing the outside of your window.
He didn't see anything. He didn't look in.
No, Mrs. Calder. Get at this job so you're blind as to what is going in inside, you know.
Oh, I had to shift the carpets around. Get tired of having them in the same place always.
Yeah, I guess so. Change is as good as a vacation, they say.
You go down? Do you go down and clean the window below this?
Yep, sure do.
Some women don't know there's a law. Some women act as though they can do what they like.
Yeah, I tell. Yeah, me, I'm a Lone Star Ranger cleaning windows.
Women ain't got no right to be women when there's other women around.
Hey, don't get you, Mrs. Calder.
Women thieve and steal. Oh, but you can't take what doesn't belong to you and expect to get away with it. There's a law, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's it. That's your windows done, Mrs. Calder. Well, I got a lot of work to do. We'll be seeing you. Lower away, Henry. Finished here.
Okay. Down to the next floor.
Yeah. Well, bye, Mrs. Calder. Do you want the window closed?
Yes. Yes. Better the windows are closed.
Okay. How crazy as they come. Lower away.
Okay.
Huh? Hey, hold it, Henry, hold it, hold it!
What's the matter?
Didn't you hear nothing then?
No. What sort of thing?
Well, sort of a crack. Huh? Hey, gave me a bit of a scare. Hey, is everything all right up there with you?
Yeah, sound as a bell. Yeah, rope's all right. Boy's okay. No, guess it must have been something else.
Yeah, I guess so. Oh, well, lower away, Henry.
Okay.
Hold it. Okay, hold it.
Don't think these windows need cleaning.
Yeah, well, Miss Stevens says that, Mr. Calder. Her apartment and everything. Social call, is it? Not that I'm interested. Your wife's still upstairs.
Valerie, Miss Stevens isn't very well, lying down, you know?
Oh.
I came down to see her. You know how one does. Hop in, have a chat, and hop up again.
Sure.
So I won't bother you anymore. Close the window and we'll let her sleep.
What's the matter, Mr. Calder?
Matter? Why, nothing. Why should anything be the matter?
Well, you look sort of peaky. Anything gone wrong?
No. Everything's all right. You're the window cleaning, you know. You shouldn't exceed your duty.
Hey, now, hold on, Mr. Calder. Maybe I am only a window cleaner. But when I see a man shaking all over and his eyes nearly popping out, of course I want to know. Well, this is not your apartment, I know, and your wife is upstairs, and she seems pretty upset, too. So now perhaps you'd better tell me what it's all about.
Valerie, Miss Stevens, you'd better come inside. Come inside.
Tell me what's wrong first.
She's dead. Dead? I don't know what happened. I went in the kitchen to make some coffee, and there was a noise, a bang, like a gun going off, only not loud. Flattened. I didn't think anything of it. I thought maybe it was a car backfiring, something like that. When I came back, she was dead.
Have you sent for the police?
No.
Well, hadn't you better?
Well, you see, she's dead. Dead.
Murdered?
Yes, I think so. I didn't know what to do. Then you appeared. I thought you must have seen she was dead.
Police. Only thing for you to do, Mr. Calder.
Well, you see, it looks bad. She's been shot, and I was the only person in the apartment.
We cops are tough, but we're not.
No, of course not.
George, a woman has been killed. You can't be friendly with a murderer. We don't know who the murderer is. Could be you.
Me?
Hmm.
What I want a murderer for?
Oh, love, money, jealousy. They're on the calendar.
Well,
of course, we have no reason to suspect you other than anybody at the scene of the crime must be suspected. You can see that.
Yeah, I can see it, yeah. But I don't like it.
Well, I'll tell you, there's one thing puzzling us. This Miss Stevens, she was apparently standing beside at the van. Now, the shot was fired, and she fell backwards onto the van.
Yeah?
Well, Mr. Calder said he heard a shot. Muffled, flat shot, he described it.
Well, so what?
That's the important thing, George. Muffled and flat. That means it could have been fired from outside.
Hey.
Not only that. If she was standing there where we think she was, by the van, now the shot must have come from this direction here by the window.
Hey!
Gee, as you say. No, I don't think you did this murder, George. That's why I'm being open about it. I think somebody is trying to give the impression that you did. You know anybody would want you out of the way, George? Want revenge to get their own back on you? Well, you know anybody with any reason to hate you?
No. No. Why, if they want to do that, they shoot me, not her.
That's the point.
I guess the only one wanting to get me into trouble would be the murderer himself.
Himself?
Well, man or woman.
Oh, yeah.
Sort of blame me and get away themselves, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I guess it's not a good idea to be an innocent bystander, huh?
Might have been Edward Calder. But if he did, where's the gun? We've taken apart everything in the apartment. There's no gun.
Well, he could have thrown it out, or out of the window or something.
The window, George?
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, but you said the window was closed when you arrived outside. The janitor on the roof says you said you heard something like a shot, but he didn't.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I called up to him.
Yeah. All right, George, you know the drill. Be around, huh?
Okay.
If I wanted you, I'll send for you. In the meantime, if I were you, I wouldn't do more than your job. Eating, sleeping.
I ain't going around waving flags and blowing bugles. That's just... Funny, isn't it? Funny?
Oh, yeah, it sure is. I don't see the point, though, the joke or the murder.
Yeah, well, if you want me, I'll be outside doing my job.
Yeah, all right, see you later. Hello. Oh, Chief. It's Troiler here. Yeah, I've had a talk with the window cleaner. Well, either he doesn't know anything about it, or he's the best actor I've ever seen. Edward Culler? No, he doesn't look the sort. Small, henpecked. Even a henpecked man can see better worms than another one. No gun. I can't get over that. Yeah, both suspects. But I've got a hunch. Yeah, that's all a hunch. A hunch somebody else knows a whole lot more about this than either of them. I tell you what, Chivo. Go grab a cup of coffee and see how much you can make up. All right? Okay. Fine. Now, Mr. Calder, would you come in here for a minute, please? Thank you. Sit down. Hey, Mr. Calder, maybe you better tell me how you did it.
I didn't. Miss Stevens was a friend of mine.
Friend?
I loved her.
Your wife now?
Yes.
Did you kill her because she was an embarrassment?
I didn't kill her. If I had, I'd have had the gun. It was George, the window cleaner. It must have been.
If it was, how'd he fire a shot through a closed window without shattering it? You said yourself it was closed and you came in from the kitchen. You pointed it out particularly because you said you couldn't have gotten rid of the gun by throwing it through the window.
Well,
all right. Now, sit down, relax, make yourself at ease. Tell me how you did it.
Accusing me. Accusing me of murder. Well, as good as accusing me.
Nobody's accused you of murder, George. They got to find out. You got to try to.
What would that janitor know about it?
Old men know more than young. They're calmer. They know better what people are liable to do. If they thought you'd killed Miss Stevens, they'd arrest you and leave the questioning to lawyers.
Yeah, well, if I didn't, then Edward Calder did.
Now who's accusing people?
Well, if he didn't, who did?
Yeah, like you said, I'm a janitor. I wouldn't know. You'd better get on with your job. Windows to be clean, murder or no murder.
Yeah. You know, it seems as if... Well, as if everything should stop.
Mm-hmm.
Stop for her, hasn't it?
Well, maybe. No need for train not to go on because the passengers got off. And the longer you take over the windows, the longer I have to stay up here.
Yeah, well, one thing, I am not doing her windows.
No need to. Give me a myth. You still got 15 stories to do.
Yeah, well, I need a vacation. That's what I need, a good long vacation. Hand me over the bucket.
Yes, sir. Here you are.
Thanks.
Don't take too long. Give them a thorough cleaning next week.
Yeah, if I'm still here. Okay, lower away.
Caller, partner,
and
Stevens.
So
on one below.
Right.
Your work
is
the answer to all our problems.
Huh. Hey, hold it, Henry. Hold it, Henry.
What's wrong?
Mrs. Calder wants to say a word. What is it, Mrs. Calder?
Been downstairs, I hear. Been called in there and questioned by the cops.
Routine, I guess.
They don't know. Guessing. Edward's down there.
Yeah.
Well, a man always gets what he deserves.
You don't think he did it?
He'll die for it.
I got to get my windows done, Mrs.
I love him.
Yeah, I expect you to. Well, I have
love
to get...
love him. Protection, that's what he needs. Always protecting. Sometimes men are like children. You've got to harden your heart. You can bang children.
not according to the doctors and psychologists.
But when they're bad. Real bad. Then you've got to harden your heart. You've got to show them that they can't take you for granted.
Look, Mrs. Calder, I don't know anything about that. Guess I'd better get on with my work, huh? And leave that sort of thinking to people who think that way.
She was a wicked woman. A wicked woman trying to take Edward away from me.
Yeah, maybe you better tell the cops.
And
huh?
He was naughty. Grown man like him being naughty.
Don't
you go.
Well, I've got all my windows to finish.
I'm telling you. Telling you, a woman can only take so much. Old woman like me. I'm not so old.
Why, sure you're not.
See just how you look. I look all right. I look young. Young as she looked, anyway. He didn't want me. That's the truth of it.
Oh, now...
The truth of it. Truth. Guess you only know the truth when it happens.
What happens, Mrs. Calder?
Nothing. I'm old. I don't feel old, but I look it. Old. He married me when he loved me. Loved me like I love him. Dear. Love is exciting. Love is the only thing that makes sense to a woman. Love is gone, and it's like as if you've got a hunger. Dead hunger. Eating and doing anything you like doesn't make up for that. Not once love is gone. You're a boy.
Oh, not exactly. And believe me, I'm growing older fast.
A boy, like my husband was. He'd come and we'd laugh. And it always seemed to me music was playing. Beautiful music. It's gone.
Well, you can't be in love all the time.
Yes, you can. A woman can. Loving. Loving even when you're killing.
You know what you're saying, Mrs. Cole?
And what I'm doing. I've got to hold it with two hands. But that doesn't mean I can't fire it.
So you killed her. With that.
And you. I can kill you. I didn't want to, but he made me. And now I don't want to kill you, but I've got to tell somebody. And if I tell you, I've got to kill you, haven't I? You didn't scream or move or anything. So it won't hurt.
Just a minute, Mrs. Calder. Look, how did you know she didn't move?
I watched her.
Oh.
She rolled back. I rolled back the carpet. And I looked through the hole. And she was lying there. And when I put the gun through the hole, she was still lying there. Even though I knew it was pointing straight at her. I pulled the trigger. Took a bit of pulling. I had to use two fingers. And I watched the detectives and everybody. I laughed. So soft and so heavy. I had to laugh because they thought she was standing by the divan and she wasn't. And I hadn't even thought of that. And it happened. It happened. I didn't have to do a thing about it. And I was looking down. Not one of you thought of looking up, because it wasn't where they thought the bullet had come from. Oh, men are silly. They make everything important when the only things are inside. And when things inside aren't important anymore, then they're dead. And then other people got to die too soon, so they can feel what I feel.
Mrs. Calder. Black eye, who cares? Mrs. Calder, that woman, that Miss Stevens, she wasn't in love with your husband.
Wasn't?
No.
Oh, no, George, you don't get around me that way. You can't save Edward by saying he wasn't in love with her.
I can, and I do. I know.
No?
Yeah, I was in love with her, and she with me. You killed the woman I was in love with. So now, put that gun down, huh?
Killed?
You murdered the woman who wasn't even friendly with your husband. All you tried to do was to get rid of jealousy in your heart. In your own heart. By killing off somebody else.
No, I killed...
You've killed yourself. And your husband and an innocent woman. And if you don't put that gun down, you kill me as well.
I don't believe you. I don't believe you.
Now, would I lie? I don't like your husband. Why should I lie to save his neck?
Oh, he loves me. He's loved me all the time. Oh, Edward. Oh, I must get his cheeks all puzzled together. He'll be coming back to me, and I must have his cheeks all puzzled ready.
Yeah. Yeah, have his cheeks all puzzled ready.
All the little pieces. I must fit all the little pieces together.
Yeah, you do that. Don't pay any attention to me. I'll walk through as though nothing had happened. I'll go down and call a friend of mine.
Just all the little pieces together make a beautiful, beautiful picture for Edward when he comes back to me. Oh, we're going to be so happy, so happy.
Yeah. They're so happy.
Now, this piece goes here, and this piece goes here, and this piece...
A closing door finishes the story. Next week, another key will open another door to another story. Mystery. Romance. Or adventure. All start when a door is unlocked by the key.